And then, other strange anomalies began turning up. Puzzling finds from other places, suggesting Pyramus might lie elsewhere.
John, he says it was dug up about 30 kilometres from here. He claims it's from Pyramus.
Well, the cartouche is certainly that of Ramesses II. But, how can anyone seriously compare a wall tile with what we have here? But if it's proof of Pyramus's after, he's standing in it. It's written in almost every stone around us. We have a temple of Amun the size of Karnak, more obelisks than any other site in Egypt. We've only just scratched the surface. Oh, come on, now, back to work. That's enough. Back to work.
Monte spent the rest of his career convinced he had found, at Tanis, the great lost capital of Pyramus. And the truth is, he had. These are the ancient monuments and buildings of Ramesses' magnificent city. But there was a bizarre twist to his discovery. Because this is not where Ramesses built them. Monte had unwittingly stumbled upon a baffling mystery. One that would take science another 60 years to unravel. Pierre Monte died in 1966. That same year, an Austrian archaeologist, Manfred Bitak, set off on a journey of investigation that would turn Monte's discoveries on their head. In doing so, he would finally solve the strange puzzle surrounding Ramesses the Great's vanished city. What Bitak discovered is so strange that it appears to defy the laws of logic.
These are the monuments of Pyramese. However, they are found in the wrong place.
What's more, he has absolute proof of it.